I guess the thing that I've been doing recently that's been really interesting is I've been talking to this AI networker, essentially, and most days I'm talking to him, and he's just like an LLM with some memory and then ability to search his database of conversations with people. And it's been really neat interacting with an AI and like actually spending time with it. They've set it up well so that, you can get it to give you feedback and kind of acts like a coach. And then because of that, I can tell you, oh, it sounds like you should talk to this person. And the connections haven't been awesome. So I think two people actually connected. Everybody else is, two of them rejected me, and then four of them just accepted and then ghosted. So it hasn't been as exciting, but the actual interacting with AI has been a lot of fun.
I think the relationship between humans is changing, but also human and AI, I think, is going to be at completely different levels in the next few years. They're like companions, right? There's no coaches, assistants, co-pilots. It's just all over the place, you know? It's
And that's a topic I find very interesting. Like, how does human AI relationship change? How should it change? Even theologically, it's like, what does that mean? What do we think about AI? Is it something that is separate from us, or is it something that is a tool for us?
I heard this hot take like a few months ago, actually. Someone told me, like, and I was like, what's your hot take about AI and human relationship? And he said, it will actually become a moment in time when, now it's impossible to imagine that AI marries a human, right? It's like impossible. And he says, like, in the past, it was impossible to imagine that, different races could marry each other. Like, there are so many like barriers. And he says, in the next 10, 15 years, this will become a norm. People will be getting married and this will become legal. I was like, that's a really good hot take, That's like the next level. But yeah, I think humans are very good at predicting linear stuff, but we're not good at non-linear stuff. And we don't know what's behind the corner because, who knows, right? Because we live in such complex systems that people just do some amazing stuff and it goes crazy. And one example I think we discussed with you is was inventions, right? Like electricity being one. And when electricity came up, I think everyone was like so scared, like, oh man, it's going to replace so many jobs. Coal and everything will be shut down. But then no one predicted that, for example, electricity will enable television. Television will enable so many shows. And then there'll be actors who will be getting paid on television for that, right? So, I mean, these are like, I mean, could someone imagine when electricity was coming up? Oh, there'll be a moment in time when there'll be this black boxes, there'll be like shows, and then the people will become like billionaires and millionaires because they'll be acting, and like it's kind of crazy. And I think the same thing I think about AI too, like it's of course now it looks scary like for many people, and I understand it, but I think we will find what's going to be like behind the corner. It's going to be hopefully better for humanity.
Yeah, I think so. I'm optimistic, and hopefully we'll dive into that more later. I started this podcast because I wanted to stand at the gate of businesses using AI and see what separated hype from lasting impact. Back when cities had walls, you had to go into the city to do business at the market. So, if you wanted to talk to someone, you waited by the gate until they came in or came out. Do that enough times, and you could talk to everyone. That's what I want to do. Stand at the gate of people doing business with AI and talk to them, see what they do and why they do it. If you know someone that's making an impact in the world of AI, would you connect them with me? You can find me on LinkedIn or shoot me an email at daniel@maneri.house. That's daniel@manary.house. Thanks for listening.